Good morning. Happy Sunday, everyone. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving, and if you're new to the center, you'll see people standing, and that's just out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings. And then you'll see several of us prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. There's a little bit about prostrations in the white prayer book. We'll be saying some prayers from this book. We'll start with the first bay sheet. And we'll also say some mantras at the bottom of the first pink sheet together. And if you're sitting in a chair, please get the book behind your chair, the one that you're sitting on, rather than the one in front, because then the people in front don't have a book. Geshe-la has been teaching on Sundays on the Wheel of Sharp Weapons, and you can find a copy of that text in this book, which is on sale at the bookstore, and also in the a large hardbound book called Mind Training. There are also, you may have seen some people check out these books in the library, but I think they're already taken. Geshe-la will be passing out gifts for the children at some point. And I'd like to mention that the gifts were sponsored by Charlie's family in memory of Charlie, who loved Christmas and children. May we all remember the spirit of generosity this holiday season. So if you'll keep that in mind when he's passing out the gifts. So maybe we can just spend a few moments getting our minds ready to hear the teachings.
So good morning, and I'm glad that you could join us this morning. I just thought I'd give you a little bit of a outline of what's supposed to happen today, but it's going to be very free-flowing, so just we'll have to all roll with it. After Geshe-la arrives and we say our prayers, the children are going to pass out some cards to all of the adults to write prayers in today, and that will be explained a bit later. And then the gift giving, we would like to remember the season of giving, and so Kadampa Center recognizes that our community has been giving and giving and giving to all of us throughout the season, and so as a gift of thanks, we have a little something for everyone at the end of the program, and so the children will come back in from their classes, and then families, we ask that families with kids come up first to get their gifts from Santa Geshe-la. And then everyone is invited to come up because there's something for all the adults as well. Santa Geshe-la, yes. And then there will be a big potluck, which everyone is invited to stay for, whether or not you brought a dish. It's sort of our holiday celebration, the blending of Western and Eastern cultures. And also at 2:30 p.m., we're going to have our first round of mantra rolling, which is a special activity to prepare statues for being blessed. And anyone who would like to stay and learn about that and give it a try, it's a very hands-on activity. You're welcome to. It's at 2:30 out in the classroom building. And then the teen group is at 4 o'clock. So we have a lot going on today. I think that's it. And any time that you have questions for Geshe-la, there are slips out in the lobby. There's like a stand for brochures. And so you just fill out the slip and you leave it here on his stand, and he answers the questions. Sometimes it's not always the same week if we run out of time, but he does eventually answer them all. Thanks.
Good morning.
So if you turn to the first day sheet in the white prayer book, let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. The four immeasurables in English one time, and then in Tibetan right below that one time. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient Green Towers Mantra, seven times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu De Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu De Soha.
the grown-ups today are going to do something special with these cards, and we're going to have the kids pass them out to the grown-ups on your way out, okay? So that you have a, can have a connection to this process that they're going to do. So I'm going to give the kids a few cards, and if you, if you're comfortable passing these out, and Lola, this is important. Everybody needs a touch. So you can start going to line up for your classes. So if you see some grown-ups on the way out, you can give them some cards, okay? And if you don't get them all passed out, then we'll flash them at the back, okay? So kids, on your way out, give some cards.
You're making a good point. I hadn't thought of it.
But then more people can sit on the pew. Today is Sunday, December the 16th, 2012, Teachings by Geshe-la.
Sarah, did you explain about the cart?
No. We were waiting for the kids to leave.
Oh, yeah. Maybe say something brief.
Okay.
Something brief.
So as many of you know, there was an incredibly tragic shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School just a couple of days ago. And so Geshe-la suggested that it would be really good for our community to connect with theirs by writing messages of support and prayers to them. And so that's what the cards are for. Just say whatever you'd like in your heart if you like. And at the end, if you'd like to leave them on the conference table, then I will collect them and I'll actually send them to the school.
Yeah, so with that, maybe someone will say seven more money mantra together again, seven more mantra. Then please think about, you know, those who, you know, lost, you know, very, very unfortunately. So it's like heartbreaking. but there's nothing much we can do. So what we can do, we can, you know, pray for them, send our positive thought towards their ways and remember them, you know, especially the little one, on a daily basis. According to Buddhism, till 49 days, so we'll remember them and say, you know, pray as much as we can. Okay?
Om Mani Padme Hum.
So this morning I thought, you know, it's good to lead this 9 round breathing meditations to help each other, maybe, so how to lead them. So 9 round breathing meditations, I just, you know, in my opinions, not my order, but in my opinion, I'm not ordering. In my opinions, it is important to we all, you know, should learn some form of meditations, which has been taught, you know, many, many thousand years ago. So I think it's good to learn some form of these meditations. So, as I said, you know, last Sunday, the best way to learn is to teach other persons. So I will demonstrate this again. So I'm not trying to pass the time. Okay, I'm not trying to pass the time. So what I say, my hope is, you know, that you will learn something from the coming to the center here. Then when you go out, you know, out of the center, that you have learned something. Okay, so that's important. So I've been talking about this, you know, two simple meditations, like in many, many months. So then I've got, you know, a little bit, concerned. Are people really learning, or maybe they just totally rely on me to guide every Sunday? So that's why I'm not good. So then talk to Sarah, then she suggests the best, you know, to lead each other, you know, so how you say?
So what we'll do is we will divide up into pairs, and you have to instruct each other, take turns, how to do it. And that way the other person, if you get stuck, can help you, and it'll really see whether or not you know it.
What do you think? That's a good idea? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good suggestion? No, meditation is, and I think it's good, you know, it really helps your mind, so especially whenever there are some difficult, you know, situations. And so meditation, you know, really helps. So maybe I will demonstrate this again. So demonstrate again. So then there's a number of questions. Then I'll, you know, we'll discuss that, okay, after meditation. The calm mind, the peaceful mind, and the calm mind, you know, according to Buddhism, you know, which has 2,500 history, you know, so that which has 2,500 years of history. So someday is, you know, concentration, someday concentrations. So it's good to as someday is concentration, qi shi, you know, the peaceful mind produced by concentrations. So as I said, you can use, you know, flower as object, you can use anything as object. The point is how to focus, how to concentrate. And why we concentrate? Because I want to be calm, relaxed, peaceful. So that's why you concentrate. Not because, you know, you are religious persons. Not because you go to Kadamba centers. None of those reasons is good. Only reason is, you know, to become peaceful, sandhishishi. So then we learn. Why we learn? Because the wisdom liberates, you know. Wisdom liberates. So right after that, someday qixi, someday concentration. Qixi means, you know, power of concentrations. Shiwa, peace. Okay, someday qixi. Then right after that, lo yitoro. Lo refers to wisdoms. Wisdom liberates. Oh? So we need to learn, you know, in order to overcome from any, especially like any kind of form of mental difficulties. We need to learn how to overcome from mental difficulties by knowledge. Then that knowledge, you know, not just think one and think again and again, and that whole range of mental difficulties could overcome through critical thinking, what we call meditation, critical thinking, or what we call meditations. So now the definition of word meditation is like becoming familiar with something, you know, something. So in order to become familiar with something, so then we have to, you know, do it again. For example, you know, become familiar with the keyboard on the computer. You have to write, you have to use again. Just one time is not enough. So this 9-round breathing meditations, this is instructions. We learn and we practice, okay? Not just one, daily basis, we practice, then you will get some benefit. So now, the purpose of these meditations, would somebody like to explain? Chukila Samula? Because I said this like probably how many times now? Probably 1,000 times. So maybe there's some people fully capable to explain. Don't you think? Please, yeah.
You can tell me
when I get it wrong. I don't like to fix people. I don't like to correct. So that's why we study together, then we learn, then hope that don't need to correct anybody.
Okay, I've heard you say that if we're not concentrating, it's like many small streams, and none of them are very powerful, and they're all running in different directions. But when we try to concentrate, it brings all of the streams together, and it's more forceful, like one river. And so for the 9-round breathing in particular, it's for when our minds are full of wasteful energy, and it helps clear that out.
So so it's quite important, you know, to sit, you know, sit straight, because this is, you know, something to do with the breathing. Okay, so today is important because I'm trying to stop leading this meditation. Okay, so that's what's happening today. Not going to do this anymore every Sunday, because as I said, some people's ears may already got burned, service, hearing this again. So now, today, each one of us take full responsibility to help, to lead. Okay, so that's why we can do divide the group. Okay. So Liu Tong, so Liu's body, you know, needs to be straight. If the body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. The channel is straight, so then energy runs through properly. This is exactly what is said in the text. Okay, this is exactly. I'm just repeating this. Okay. So now, what we do? We use our left hand first. Left hand block the left nostril. Exhale. Inhale. Sorry. Inhale. Exhale from there. That's one. Okay. Now. Two. That's three. Oh. So now, please, same. Right hand, blow the right nostril. Inhale. That's six. So now from the both nostrils, inhale. So that's called 9-3 sets. Each set, you know, include three breathing. So 9 round breathing meditations. Particularly designed to help us to get rid of this wasteful energy. It's been created. How? Not concentrating, you know, thinking so many things. Mind is like divided into 100 different things and not concentrating. So that's why this wasteful energy has been created. How? Not being concentrating. So this wasteful energy, you know, sometimes cause physical discomfort, okay? So that contribute to the mental discomfort. You know? So we'll do it one more time again, so then help each other, okay? So then that's the problem. End up me guiding this 9-round breathing meditation, finally finish. Left hand, block left nostril, inhale, exhale. That's three. So now, right hand below the right nostril, inhale from left nostril. There's six. So then from both nostril, yeah. So then after Sunday, then everybody needs help. No, this meditation leads, no. We probably class, couple of class in the future, in the Sunday. So then you help her, she help you, then that's how we spend like probably 10 minutes, something like that, finish. Okay. So probably that's the best way to learn.
So everyone should divide up into pairs, or if there's an odd person out who doesn't have a partner, groups of three, and that way that gives time for everyone to take a turn to explain why we do the meditation and then the steps of the meditation. So the other people in the group can help you if you get stuck, and then it's their turn to explain. It looks like everybody has finished.
So this question here is from the is about recent tragedy in Connecticut. So with regard to 20 children and 6 adults murdered Friday in Connecticut, are we to understand that each one had suspicions, negative karma from the past life to cause this outcome? You know, so many things that, you know, not just that, so many things that goes through our life. So we always wonder, you know, why is it happening? So, it is good, you know, we want to know why this happens. We want to know why this happens. And it's kind of complicated, not easy, not easy. So right now, the best thing what we can do, you know, to really send our positive thought, know, to remember them. Everybody who's like who's going through now this very difficult period of time. So everybody, I think the last couple of days, the mind has been very much disturbed by this incident. So whenever we remember them as a Buddhist, you know, so monks, what I do, so I just share my thought with you. What I do, I when I remember them, I say prayers. So that's what we can do. So it's kind of very, very complicated why it's happened. So this question is also very, very complicated. So right now, it's like what we can prevent in the future, what we can do, rather than why it's happening. So it's nothing good comes out of that. I say, yeah, it's unthinkable. So I don't want to say any more.
How do you know if you have been reincarnated? I feel like I am someone important who has been waiting for a catalyst.
What's catalyst means?
Like something that starts the process.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah. Like reincarnated, like being a Rinpoche, where you were the same being and you're reborn.
Say, please say something. Say something. You say something.
Oh, okay.
Geshe-la, I think the question is asking that this person feels like there's something important that they're supposed to do with their life, but they're waiting for the clue about what that is, and it's based on their being reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what they're asking, but I think that it's something along those lines. Like,
yeah, please answer. Do you like?
Well, I mean, from the Buddhist perspective, of course, we're all reborn. This isn't the first. This isn't our first rodeo, right? So, I think I'm not really sure what the question is about waiting for a catalyst. But I think, of course, from the Buddhist perspective, this isn't the first time around. So we're going to be bringing all kinds of things to this life that are based on what's happened before. So. It only makes sense that whatever's happening in this life is based on what's come before. And each one of us is special and important in our own way. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Geshe-la, that's all I've got.
Well, if you believe in the Buddhist teachings, then you should know that, yes, you have been reincarnated, but not as the self that you were before, unless you were, some kind of, special, like Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who was reincarnation of the Lawado Lama, or His Holiness, who was reincarnated, from the other, the 13th Dalai Lama. Otherwise, our mind, our soul mind goes, from one body to the next. And so, yes, you are reborn into another life. Your mind is, does go on from beginningless time through infinity. So, you'd say you feel like you're someone important. Geshe-la said that what you see is a product of your karma, and how you see it is the result of your mind. So if you think that something important is happening in your life, then that's the result of your karma, of your what you've your past deeds, good and bad, that you've done in previous lives. Geshe-la, did you want to say something?
No.
So we've been waiting for a catalyst. I think that catalyst has to be something that's in, you know, yourself, within yourself, unless you want someone else to, you know, start that fire for you. And perhaps some that would actually happen if that is your karma, to be, you know, someone, you know, someone very important. I don't think you should wait for an out, something outside of yourself to lead your life.
Yeah, wonderful, very good, excellent. Yeah. So, other than. But it's all comes down to, you know, developing positive thought, you know, positive thought. That's what's lacking. That's what it causes, you know, these tragedies, you know, unspeakable tragedies caused by lack of, you know, positive thought. So that's what we can do. We don't need to wait. No, we can. That's why we, you know, we study. So there's ways to develop positive thought, such as compassion, loving kindness, respect for the lives. So that's why we meditate. So it is so important, you know, to not to just to know, understand them, just to find the way to feel them, you know, feel them. The importance of compassion, loving kindness, respect. So that's, I think, what's lacking, you know. So, can I say, to work for, you know, work for, to really participate, to prevent in the future this kind of incident, make sure never happen again. Like this, you know, this is heartbreaking, not like this, and not make sure, you know, every one of us or you, you know, to participate, you know, to show that you care. You care, you know, even though it's not one of your loved ones, but we care. Even though, you know, you don't have one, no, you still care, something like that. So I think there's, you know, we don't wait, okay, we, daily basis, it's important through meditation, through prayers, we think good about yourself, think good about other people's, you know, everybody's holy, everybody's precious. You don't destroy them. Everybody is so precious. According to Buddhism, everyone's life is precious, worth more than anything else on this universe. That's what we call precious human life. Precious human life. So, losing one of them is tragedy. So then the second question here. So I really felt like that... today, that, you know, to maybe this is the time to say some more prayers. So what I would like to do, I'll probably, somebody disappear, I'm not sure where he went. So maybe Chukil and you will do this Tonglen chanting, Guru Puja, you remember? Tonglen chanting. The Guru Puja, you can get the book, Tonglen. So four of us, we are going to chant. So this is particular practice, the sending, or this called giving and taking practice, okay, for Tonglen. So through the chanting, what you can do, you know, we all think one thing together, okay. So Bhishisambha and me, and we are going to chant. So you send your blessed thought, love, compassion, take their pain from them, okay. Okay, giving and taking practice. I felt like that's meaningful thing to do. What do you think? Yeah. So we chant, you just, that's the whole meaning of the chanting, is sending positive thought, sending our thought, and taking their pain. So go, tong, send, lend, take. Okay. So this was only the then you can meditate, okay, you can meditate. Then it's going to be powerful because we all thinking the same thing. Okay. So then after that we'll stop the class. Okay. I think that's more important than me just saying something. So
I believe it's in the bay sheet, in the middle of the bay sheet.
No, no, we follow our chant. We chant. They can just meditate. They can just think. We chant. Oh, yeah. last question, then we stop. Okay. What are the name of the prayer to prevent untimely death? Can I get a copy of the word? So maybe this mantra, you remember, a long one, short one, that I recite. Amitabha mantra. So please, yeah. So please talk to the Venerable Nuns daily. You know, get you the copy of the mantra, okay? Yeah. So, so then dedication.
So if you will turn to the first hymn sheet, we'll read the dedication verses. And let's see. I'd always like to also repeat thank our sponsors, Charlie's family, for the distribution of the Christmas gifts in memory of Charlie, who loved Christmas and children. May we all remember the spirit of generosity through this holiday season. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil, may the sore not find a repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the poor Lord find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rain and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound to be free, may the powerless find hope. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrey and Nikenzen Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the soul, ostensibly clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus and the head, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience to receive the name Alatai, the one with great precision to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and voice, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, you uphold the subduers moral way, who serve as a bountiful hero, preserving and spreading Mantina's victorious doctrine, the masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honor the three jewels, savior of myself and yours. Please live long. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the sages of the land of snows, Tsilosang Drakpa, at your feet I make request. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
The benefactor, who is?
Chantal.
Yeah, so I want to give them cover. Where?
Putting the shoes off. Okay. The kids will be here shortly. So we had a sponsor this evening. Is Chantal here? She's out with it. She's right at that table. Or she was. Chantal.
I just want to thank the behalf of all the Kadamba members, you know, for her to respond this. Thank you.
So these are the sponsors have these presents for in honor of Charlie Smith, who was a member of our community and many other people.
Yeah, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I only have I only have two, so then there are three, so I'm not sure how to divide.
We have another one here.
You got one for him.
Yeah. So I only have two, so I'm not sure.
Aaron?
They're coming
there
for the shoes on.
Okay. Yeah, Geshla.
We're just waiting for a few minutes. The kids are lining up because we have special presents for the children. And then Geshla also has presents for each of you.
I have a quick announcement. Jim Green, I'm on the board of the Panopolis, and I'm part of the SEC, the Fund Development Committee. And I just wanted to... Oh, sorry.
My pizza. Doesn't feel very comfortable, but
can everybody hear me now?
Yes.
I want to say how grateful and thankful I am to have such an incredible community around me and the ability to come here and be surrounded by everyone and know that we can compound our positive effect in the community by coming together, and that all of you have done such an amazing job supporting us. And I wanted to let you know that we are fundraising for the annual appeal to help the Kadapa Center be here for all of us. Is at $79,001, and we're trying to get $108,000, but that's an incredible accomplishment that we made, and I just thank all of you for helping keep this for me and for us. So thank you.
So the children can make, could you also bless the potluck food, and that way people can go out?
Call the son of the children.
So as the children come in, families with kids can come up first.